Recent financial uncertainty is already beginning to affect the way business is spending money on information technology. Indications are that all spending is going to be far more considered and strategic in the coming months, in anticipation of even greater budgetary constraints. The impact of the global economic downturn was a common topic of discussion at the RSA Europe 2008 conference in London. At the event, I had the opportunity of speaking to Art Coviello, Executive Vice President of EMC and President of EMC's Security Division, RSA. I asked him what effect he thought the economic uncertainty would have on IT security spending.
I'm a big fan of the US President Harry Truman, who said of his economic advisors, they're always saying, if on one hand, then on the other. And what Truman wanted was a one-hand economist. So I could give you a similar statement. If this happens on one hand, then something will happen on the other. I quite frankly admit that I have no idea what's going to happen with security spending. I believe it will continue to be a high priority with IT spending, but I'm long past the view that that any technology or quite frankly any industry is recession-proof.
Given the need to maintain high levels of information security in a tougher economic climate, I asked Coviello what strategy businesses ought to adopt.
In my keynote, I talked about management of risk. So you can cut corners all you want. You can bring in technology that's immature and that's not security tested all you want. You just have to figure out if you still have balance with your risk-reward equation. If you are going to generate significant risk, I would suggest that you wait. But if the reward greatly eclipses the potential risk, then I would say go ahead. But it's at least making an intelligent decision before you go ahead. That's something that's, I think, been long missing, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years as we've seen more sophisticated attacks. People just didn't see them before, so they just blindly went ahead and implemented new technologies or innovations. So what we now have is something of a bifurcation. Either people just kind of put their head in the sand when it comes to security and blindly go ahead and then suffer the consequences, or perhaps even worse, they're so afraid to take an initiative because they don't understand the degree of risk that they don't even start an initiative in the first place. So it's really all about understanding risk and then making an appropriate decision in the context of your overall business goals and the risk-reward equation.
In the face of anticipated IT spending cuts, several major software suppliers have also announced cost-cutting measures. I asked Coviello whether EMC and RSA had similar plans.
Both RSA as a division and EMC are taking prudent steps. Joe Tucci recently on our earnings call talked specifically about taking prudent steps around cost control. It's just the right thing to do from a management standpoint. But we also believe that in areas of storage and virtualization and security and in resource optimization, those are all technologies that will enable innovation, enable companies to be more cost-effective. And technologies that enable companies to be more cost-effective and enable companies to do more and do more safely, I think will be in demand even through the recession. So those are the kinds of opportunities we're actively looking at. So rather than, you know, be back on our heels and saying, well, woe is us, we're saying, okay, we have important elements for helping companies get through these tough economic times, and we're going to emphasize those.
In the light of reduced budgets and increased security threats, I asked Coviello how he viewed the responsibility of IT suppliers in helping to win the war on data loss and cybercrime.
I think vendors have to do, and other vendors do, exactly what RSA is doing. One of the things we do is thought leadership, raise awareness. In my keynote speech yesterday, I talked about the fact that we convened a council of 10 of the most sophisticated security and privacy people and got them together and allowed them to talk amongst themselves, if you will, and build recommendations that we could then pass along and publicize to the rest of the practitioner community. So it's not always about peddling products and solutions. It's about thought leadership. It is about convening and getting in front of governments to help educate them. We are indeed security experts. We know what's going on out there. RSA has an incredible anti-fraud capability. We have people that hang out in the criminal chat rooms, if you will, and do a bit of counterintelligence. We know a lot about what's going on. We know a lot about attacks, and we share that information with government and enforcement people. So I think the vendor community needs to continue to do that. RSA is not the only one, but I do believe it's a responsibility that we have. I also think it's a responsibility to be accurate and measured, so that we're not creating security strategies based on fear, but a proper understanding of the risk. Another element that I think the vendors need to do a much better job on is that we need to create ecosystems between and among the vendors, so that we're working together harmoniously, not just our own products, but other security and infrastructure vendor products, so that security is built into the infrastructure when our customers actually buy it. So security vendors and IT infrastructure vendors, I think, have a responsibility to work better together. Yeah, I'm all for standards. The trouble with standards is that they move at a glacial pace, and we can't always afford to wait for these standards bodies to come out. So I believe in de facto standards and in companies getting together, not necessarily to undermine the standards process, but just to get things done sooner.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford.